about. I'm ready.
Yes, I mean, going into our season five, we've been doing this for a while. I think we're going to start off tonight with Holes, Lies of Our American History. It changes every second. The world is covered in facts, yet no one really seems to want to know the truth. They really don't pay attention. No one wants to hear about how history changes. And what's so sad about that is everybody has a cell phone to use Google search or to go on your own rabbit hole adventure.
Yeah, I think it's important to know that's pretty much everything you've been taught in history is not the entire history, and there's a lot of things that's just wasn't told and hadn't been told. And
Do you think it was done on purpose? And I think we lost Sean, guys. I think the powers to be really don't want us doing these podcasts because we speak way too much truth. Especially when it comes to history, the real truth, what's going on in society. And it's really sad because we put these shows together for you, our listeners, to go down that rabbit hole experience with us.
That's right. And it's been a while since we've done some, so we got to get back in the flow of things. But it's also the time period that it's so much, you don't know where to begin, where to start.
No, you don't. And I wanted to ask you something about when you talk about reading and researching and people taking these journeys down these rabbit holes, if you'd have took all this information that's coming out now 15 years ago, which a lot of people were called conspiracy theorists, said, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about. I mean, realistically, they're batting 1,000 right now.
Yeah, because I was thinking today when I was kind of thinking about the show, we was doing this 25 years ago, and we was talking about satanic ritual abuse, we was talking about organ harvesting, we was talking about the world led by pedophiles and Satanists. Everybody just really didn't believe us. They didn't want to believe us. And now everything that we've talked about is pretty much coming to pass. And to me, in my place, it's really terrifying, to be honest.
And it is. And what I wanted to, since we're going to do a bunch of little shows and keep them where our listeners can dive in with us, research with us, these are our own thoughts and our opinions, but we'll start off with American history and its holes and lies. It's actually funny that American history has always been influenced by social, political, cultural forces, and to me now it has a lot of holes and lies in it, and their narratives that they're putting out now versus what was taught to us 35 years ago, man, when is the American citizen going to get the real truth?
As soon as they wake up and see it. And I think it depends on their interpretation and just how awake they really are. Because there's many of us are awake and seeing what's going on, and there's other people that's absolutely not awake, and they're not living in the same reality that many of us are.
Well, let me ask something. Back to the interpretation of things. From a historical interpretation, do you think that historians, scholars, basically they've put out all this historical events and information just on their opinion-based research? And to where if you question things like that, you're kind of outcast in a way because of your, whether it's your education, the curriculum that you've taken and learned. And then with technology, the way it's going, and if you use it for the right reasons, a lot of average Joes are uncovering a lot of hidden histories.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Your phone broke up a tad, but you're right. You know, about with history and the average person, you know, people don't really want to believe and they don't want to research. And to be honest, I'm at the point in life I understand that, because a lot of people that are waking up are waking up and they're terrified. It's almost like they're waking up in a nightmare. And that's basically what's happening. We're basically fixing to go through the threshold of a new reality, and our world is changing in every aspect. The thing that we used to talk about when we told people about the Tuskegee syphilis experiment from 1932 to 1972, people didn't say the government would have never do that to them. They did it. I mean, these are things that I think that, you know, Hub, that if you think about it, we're really blessed from our childhood growing up, and the people we was around and our influences always told us to search for the truth ourselves. And there was always sprinkles of truth. And we always questioned things and researched things. And that kind of led us down the road.
You know, and I thought about that last night when we was putting this together to go ahead and start doing a lot more shows and taking our research and taking our thoughts and our opinions and putting it out there for the public to follow us, and for them to basically look at what's going on with an open mind, research yourself, come up with your own opinion. Because it's funny that, I mean, critical thinking, common sense, being able to research and read yourself seems like it's a extra chore now to people, or it's something that they're so comfortable living in their air conditioning with their video games and, you know, just going from point A to point B, to where anything extra, they just don't want to hear about it. They don't want to learn. And I can see it all around, from our younger youth to older adults. It's almost like a problem. You know, they're not wanting change. They're not thinking about change. They're not thinking about how history has a lot of holes in it, a lot of lies, only a few truths. You know, and then if you get everybody on the same page, what's really going to happen then long term?
You know, the serious thing about it, you know, to the point is that it used to be like, it, you know, if you're going to retreat from it, you're going to ignore it, you're going to go in your own world, enjoy your air conditioning, enjoy all that stuff. That's one thing. But now you're at a point where we're not right telling you about the warnings. We're basically blaring the alarms. I mean, it's upon us.
Do you think a lot of people are missing out on the warnings? Because it's funny, you know, we talk about warnings with whether it's our borders, the warnings of terrorist cells, the warnings of the economy, the warnings of everyday life, that still a lot of Americans are not paying attention and they're not focused on what if. And I think the CIA's done snatched up Sean again. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You keep breaking up, brother. Is it me or you?
Yeah, just dead air.
You know, I guess it happens when you do these shows. We're just going to have to stick it through when it happens. Just go ahead and kind of, you know, go make our way through it.
And it's been going on. It's funny because people that follow us, that when we get into some of these topics, this always happens. You know, but yet the ratings don't lie. You know, numbers don't lie to me. And it's funny that, you know, you can check out our show on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and all these other podcast apps to download our show and listen to it. I do want to jump into something about history I thought was funny, that has come up with a lot of people, a lot of scholars are talking about the ancient pyramids, talking about energy. We're going into this, I guess, age and time of, you know, battery source vehicles and stuff, which I'm truly not a fan of long term. It goes back to Nikola Tesla. You know, it was amazing how his name keeps popping up in a lot of things when it comes to energy and the pyramids and a lot of his files that he had towards the latter part of his life. and how our U.S. government had engaged in, basically, after he had died, you know, had gone into his hotel room in New York, and I think that was 1943, and took a lot of his files. But yet what's funny about that is there, some of the files were on display in 1952 from, I guess, his home city, Belgrade, Serbia. They did make some of the lost files are there, but yet our own government had taken them. I don't know if it was, do you think it was national security? I know they wanted to keep a lot of these files and his thoughts and stuff that he was working on out of his nephew's hands, which was a Yugoslavian ambassador to the U.S. Now, do you think, then, you know, I researched and looked at how he died of heart failure, et cetera. And man, I'm gonna be honest with you, I'm not a fan of that because, and why I'm not is it's funny because once these people like this die, and even, you know, I think they, this even goes to some of the Tupac stuff of if you really want to get down the rabbit hole with the conspiracies and stuff, why is it that when these important people that are really doing the research, why is it they die and all of a sudden they're like cremated like next day?
Well, a lot of times because they're really not dead. You know, that's a fact. And, you know, a lot of these people that you mentioned, like Tupac and all that, you know, as you get older and you really start to research, really start to see things, it's like, huh. I mean, that's pretty much CIA driven right there. Everything gets into MK.
You know, speaking of the CIA, you know, I know Tucker Carlson did the interview, which I hope a lot of people saw with, I guess, Vladimir Putin, which I thought was a pretty good interview. I know a lot of American reporters have given him a lot of crap over it. But yet the other four, I believe, U.S. journalists, they didn't say anything to them, but yet they call out Tucker for going over there trying to get the truth. And I'm sure there was a lot of truth that was put out, especially in that silver folder that Putin gave Tucker. Were you able, Sean, to see any of that interview? And see everybody just like that.